Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 43. My name is Devin Moon, and I will be your singular host today. Yes, by myself, alone. Oh, I don't know what that is. Trevor is not here. Trevor has to do things, deal with family stuff. So got to do that thing. You gotta love, protect, care for the family. Family first, y'all. Isn't it about time? So that message from me and from the Nintendo Show, go get out there. Love your family. Of course. That was dumb. And we're going to talk about news. This is going to be a little looser than normal. So I'm just going to head right into it. We're going to talk about a few subjects that I think are really interesting. We got three-ish items on Mr. Miyamoto's Magical News. Three items today on the list. There is a Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword thing happening on Amazon. Correct pricing, Skyward Sword Switch, €69.99, because of course this is Nintendo Life. They are a European UK establishment. This was there for a little bit until all the other major outlets reported this, and then Amazon took it down. That was on Monday, the 17th of August. Interesting stuff. We will see if this is actually a thing that's happening. There is always listings of things. They've made several listings in the past of games that, well, not to say they will never come out, but it's rare that they'll come out. So I think companies do this to make sure that, hey, we may be having a remake here. Beat Nintendo the punch that this is probably going to happen. So we'll beat Nintendo the punch. Doesn't mean it will happen, but just in case, we have all of our things lined up. We're ready to go. We got the price ready, all that stuff. However, like they mentioned, there are times when Amazon has leaked stuff early and retailers have leaked stuff early before. This could be one of those cases. Does this seem likely? I believe so. I think Skyward Sword is a shoe-in. I think it's a game that could work on the Switch. I worry about the handheld situation. I don't know how that will work, but I can tell you, as much as the motion controls with the Joy-Con, I think that's possible. It might be weird without like a bar kind of thing or something to like register it, like the Wii. There was that little black bar that registered the Wiimotes. I do not know if that's going to be the same for the Switch, if that will be a pack-in thing. Game Explain talked about that. It's possible, because I think it might be $10 more or something like that. They were saying like the price is $10 more on that Amazon thing. So it's possible that the option that they came up with was a better or just another way to figure out how to make sure the motion is a little better for this game. And if they do it with the $10 pack in, that's totally fine. I think it's not egregious. I'm not freaking out about that. So that could be an option. It does hurt anyone that loves handheld like myself. I do play a lot. Actually, I almost play Switch entirely handheld, which is a Switch for me. It is a Switch for me because I usually do, console. Just at home by my lonesome. That's usually how I used to play, but now I'm a handheld boy, loving that Switch on the handheld. I love these big AAA games on the handheld device. So I'd like to see an option for that. I just do not know how they would do that unless it was like joystick heavy. So you would swipe down on left and right with the joystick. It might be a little confusing to control that way, especially when it's in a fight, and especially since it's already kind of a third person thing where you're using that joystick already. So I don't know how they would work it in that situation. That's the only problem here. That's the only the little flaw there that I see with Skyward Sword. And I don't know if they would release a game like that on the Switch where it doesn't do both, but I think they have in the past. So nothing is unlikely. I mean, nothing. And everything is possible here on Nintendo's beautiful world. So that's exciting news. Skyward Sword coming possibly real soon. That is number one on the list. How do you guys feel about that? I hope you are you in love with Skyward Sword? I personally didn't hate Skyward Sword. I liked the things that it added. I liked the running and the sprinting and the stuff. I wish he had a little more stamina, like Breath of the Wild, where you could like boost it up after over time. But man, that wheel, it went away quick. Very reminded me of Streamlined, like a Call of Duty Zelda. If like Call of Duty and Zelda had a baby, I think it'd be Breath of the Wild, Skyward Sword, because to be honest, it's very streamlined. It's not open world. It's not wide. The open world isn't very open. It's a whole bunch of clouds. Your missions are kind of direct. You go straight to the spot. The story is very linear. I think it's so, I do like that in some ways. I love to have that linear Zelda story. I'd like to go back in the dungeons. The thing that Skyward Sword really has going for it, I love the dungeons in it. I think the bosses are pretty cool. Again, I think the gameplay was cool to me, but I know a lot of people don't like it. So for me, I like the Zelda. It would be cool to go back to a dungeon Zelda, dungeon heavy Zelda. And I think this is a perfect time to do it. And this could be like that mystery game. A lot of people are saying they need a mystery game. This could be that. So it's possible. And it would be a surprise. I think a lot of people would enjoy it. And a lot of people missed it out on it on the Wii. I think a lot of people were burnt out with the Wii by the time Skyward Sword came out, and it was at the end of its life cycle. So that's that one. Guys, let's move into the next one. There is a strong possibility that we'll be seeing a Nintendo broadcast coming next week by suggested insider in the industry, and that is Jeff Grubb. So Jeff Grubb has seen and heard all the excitement online, including our own story here at Nintendo Life, and has asked everyone to please tone down the expectations. Please tone down the expectations. This is a current update, so we'll see how this goes. In some follow-up message over the Twitter, he said, "It was weird that August falls on a Friday and it isn't confident at all. It will be a general Nintendo Direct, further stating how it will probably be something else if this is the case. Expect a bigger event soon after the presumably in September." Oh. So it's not the big one, according to Jeff Grubb, or it's possible that it's not the big one. It's weird that it's an August 28th and it's a Friday. So he's sure that's on August 28th. At first, people were expecting that it might not be August 28th, but Japan's August 28th, which would be our 27th, which would be a Thursday. So we're in a weird situation here. I'm surprised. I'm getting the news as you get it breaking. Boop, 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 bop. So it says I'm not confident that it is a general direct, which is worrisome. It could be any number of things, but do expect a direct equivalent by the middle of September. If I had to bet, this thing next week is probably something else. So please tone down the expectations. Then if it is a general, we can all be pleasantly surprised. But to repeat myself for the sake of clarity, I expect a bigger event soon after. Hmm. So that's Jeff Grubb. This guy's gotten basically a lot of dates right. Microsoft, Sony, Nintendo stuff. When it comes to the dates, he's right on. And I did have a worry here that this was a Friday Direct. It falls in a strange date, similar to the last Direct, which fell on a Monday, which was the partner showcase, which makes me think that this could also be a partner showcase. Nintendo said that they would be showing several different partner showcases. We could be seeing Apex Legends this Friday. Any number of things. Yeah, just the fact that it's on a Friday means that it's not cool to Japan. Does that make sense? So whatever it is, it's like Western based, I feel like, that we may be seeing a Western based direct, meaning that we might be seeing things from third parties from the West, which means we'll be seeing Activision, EA, Bethesda, and so forth. So we might be seeing Doom Eternal here. We'll be seeing Apex Legends possibly here. Need for Speed, Hot Pursuit, I think, is possibly going to be shown here. A number of games. Could be we see the new Crash Bandicoot 4 game, although those games seem to be a staggered release, usually a year or so, but they could be hinting at it in some way. Let's get into a couple of the other stories. I'm kind of sad and bummed because I thought this would be the big direct. If it's not, obviously it's coming soon. They do expect it in September for sure, because it is getting to that point where Mario needs to be shown. This Mario 3D All-Stars game needs to happen real soon. The only game we have out this year that we know of from Nintendo is Pikmin 3 Deluxe. And like me and Trevor said, not big fans. I think it's a great game, probably one of the best Pikmin games, but I don't think it's a game that will hold up and it's not a game for me. I understand there are people that love Pikmin 3 or any Pikmin game. It just never has been my thing. I understand why it is people's things. I'm not hating on it. I get it. It's just not for me. So yeah, man, it's going to be interesting. That's very, very interesting and worrisome and strange. And I'm shocked. I'm held breathless by this announcement that I just announced to you that I just learned for myself. Smaller direct, expectations lowered. Yay, third party. I don't know how further. Yeah, I do not see Nintendo going any further than September with this garbage. This holding out on this first party stuff is really dragging them down. I think it's really affecting the company in a bad way. So we really need to figure this out, Nintendo, real soon. A lot of the other companies have. You do not get the excuses. Pokemon Company, a lot of other companies have figured this out, even ones in Japan. You got to figure this stuff out. COVID cannot be the excuse this late in the game, bro. We are way too into it now. So expect a third party kind of thing. Could be something else. But if it's the big guy, exciting news. Might see that Mario stuff, both Mario games, 3D Collection, 3D World, and also I'd expect a surprise game of some sort. We might see a Breath of the Wild 2 teaser, definitely not an announcement, and maybe Skyward Sword will be there. We'll see. Speaking of third-party games that have been leaked recently, games that we might see. Fall Guys was data mined and uncovered recently. Fall Guys is all currently a PS4 and Steam exclusive. A very fun kind of battle royale type game where you're basically doing those, like, I don't know, Japanese or whatever, like obstacle course shows where everyone, like, you got 60 players running in, doing these obstacle courses, pushing each other off cliffs, having a real good time. Whoever makes it to the end wins. So that's the battle royale part. Seems really fun. Seems like an easy play. So that's most likely coming to the Switch. Thank you, data miners. You are the best. We also have rumored Switch news from Tony Hawk Pro Skater 2. Also data mined and uncovered from the warehouse demo that was recently released. As you can see here, we got there's our gray Switch, there's that and that. These are all controller schemes that people data mined and saw. So that's pretty exciting news there that we will be seeing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2. People are saying that it is possible that this game could run, especially since it runs at 60 frames. You lower it down to 30, they do think it'll run and probably run looking pretty well. Tony Hawk, handheld, my boy. I'm ready, you know? Give me that music. Give me that Tony Hawk. I would love that game handheld. Please do not stagger it. I'm sure you will, but please do not stagger it. Please be the next direct. That'd be great. That said, let's keep going, man. There's a lot of little newses going on here. We got Prince of Persia Remake on Nintendo Switch appears online. This game also pretty exciting, depending, everyone, on what Prince of Persia they're talking about. Is this the old school Prince of Persia? Because if so, not very excited. Not a big fan of that game. I played the remake of Prince of Persia that was recent, 360, I believe. Did not like the visuals that they decided to go for there on that remake. Also, I felt like the gameplay was stiff. It just did not play well in any way. It didn't play the way that I would assume a Prince of Persia game would play, although I realized the game is very old. And so for me, I'm not too down for playing that. I would love to see a Sands of Time collection. That game was really great. A great Xbox game, great GameCube game, all that stuff. There was three games that came to in that series. Not all of them were as good as the first one, but the first one was gold. Beautiful game. Lots of fun playing with time, movement, very Assassin's Creed-esque. We'll see how it holds up after, you know, 20 Assassin's Creeds. But I am very excited by that. The other Prince of Persia was good. The highly animated looking one that was just named Prince of Persia that came out on the 360. It was a fun game. Not like my favorite Prince of Persia game, but also a decent game. One that I don't think I'd pick up again because I played it to death. But I do believe I would pick up a Sands of Time collection. I hope that's this game. But either way, we're getting another third-party game coming to the Switch real soon, which is pretty exciting. And is this? Yeah. So that's all that. Let's move on one more time. And that's it. So expect, guys, for this direct, I think we will be seeing third-party stuff, especially if there's all this kind of leaking of third-party stuff. We know there's Bethesda games in the work here. Doom Eternal needs to show itself. I believe this would be the time to do it. I think Friday is a more exciting date for Western Nintendo fans. So it is very possible that that's what's going on here, is that we're just focusing on a Western audience. It's not going to be as lame as the last third-party presentation, but a little bit better. And that will be the show, most likely. Oh, man, that bumps me out, guys. Seriously, very saddened. But Jeff, thanks for keeping it real, bro. Speaking of which, not saddened, but kind of excited, Indie World came while we were out. Indie World looks a freaking amazing stuff. Great indie games shown here. First started off with Hades. This is a game done by Supergiant Games, the guys that did Bastion and Transistor. Very similar, but it is a roguelike game where you're going in there. Going into Hades' den or whatever, meeting all the gods in Greek mythology and all that stuff. Looks really cool. Very excited to play that game. I love Transistor, love Bastion. This seemed like it was an interesting take on a roguelike. So I will be giving that a go when it comes to Switch this fall. We also saw Raji and Ancient Epic. This intense action adventure game is set in ancient India, inspired by Hindu and Balinese mythology. The game was a third-person action game. It looks fine. It looked okay. I watched a little bit of gameplay from it. It looked okay. I was more excited by the look and the art style, but the gameplay looks fine. And sadly, that's where you lose me. If the gameplay is not good enough, it's kind of whatever. So it looks like a solid 6 probably for Raji from what I've seen. Not a 6 is at least a 9, to some maybe 9.5. We got a 10, 8.5, somewhere around there. We got a Spiritfarer. This game is a game where you're helping deceased souls who are basically animals, not dead animals, but real people that come as animals through the afterlife, and you transport them from their boat back to where they need to go, heaven, whatever you want to call it. Very great stuff. It's kind of like it's simmy. It's also platformy. You got a whole Animal Crossing kind of feel. You get to build your own boat kind of stuff. Looks really good. A lot of mixture of gameplay elements here. A game that I think I'll be picking up, and I think you all should probably give it a try, especially if you're into that kind of simmy cutesy art style. A lot of emotions going on in this story. Apparently very well written. So check that out. That is Spiritfarer. Then we got Untitled Goose Game getting a co-op expansion. So basically now you can play with your buds. So me and Trav can actually play that game together and cause some havoc. So if you're a fan of Goose Game or Untitled Goose Game, of course, a lot of people were. You can now be two horrible geese creating Untitled Geese Game. We now have A Short Hike. This looked fun, like a good art style. A lot of these games are already on Steam. I think this is probably one of them. You hike and climb and soar through peaceful mountain-sized landscapes. And A Short Hike is a game about players taking things at their own pace, choosing their own path, and seeing where it leads them. You know, indie stuff. Torchlight 3 coming out. The sequel to Torchlight 2. Diablo-esque game. You know the drill. Looks real good. Check it out. Then we got Takeshi and Hiroshi. This is a world of stop-motion animation RPG combined in Takeshi and Hiroshi. Looks kind of interesting. I love the art style. I think I might check it out. I hear it's pretty fun. So that is something. Hypnospace Outlaw, a 90s internet simulator player where players will scour a wide variety of websites and useful downloads to their desktop, dodge computer viruses, and hunt down virtual villains as an enforcer of Hypnospace Patrol Department. So sounds pretty good. Comes out August 27th. Looks very interesting. Also, I've heard good things from people that have played the game on Steam. Card Shark looked really cool. Players will fleece and cheat their way to the top of the 18th century French society in Card Shark, a stylish illustrated adventure that is all about playing your cards right. Basically, you're cheating. That's the whole thing, but you don't want to get caught. And the animations here are excellent. The art style is beautiful. It's a card game, but a fun one where you're actually, the goal of the game is to cheat and be the best cheater. Very interested in this game. Comes out next year. Then we got Manifold Garden. This came out as a surprise release. That was also with Raji and Spiritfarer. Both of those came out. That's all three of those games. Manifold Garden is a mind-bending puzzle game. Reimagines laws and physics, uses geometry and a whole bunch of stuff to kind of trip with your eyes. It looks like one of those posters that you look at and it's like a 3D poster, so it kind of messes with your eyes to come up with ways and paths and stuff like that. Looks like a great Portal-esque type puzzle game. So yeah, I've heard good things about that one as well. So a lot of these games here, really, really enjoyable. Subnautica, that was also a PC game. I've heard good things. However, I do not think the visuals hold up very well on the Switch. It looks very what is it? No Man's Sky and its art style and its gameplay, basically. But an underwater No Man's Sky. We got Garden Story. Garden Story is invites players to the wholesome, delightful world where they rebuild communities in Concord, the newly appointed Garden of the Grove. Traverse a vibrant island and combat invasive rot and cultivate fruity friendships and gather precious resources. It's another kind of sim-based game. Reminds me of Stardew Valley. Yeah, it looks like a kind of Stardew Valley game. Pretty interesting. Think it'll be pretty good. There's Evergate. This basically looked like, to me, like a cheap ripoff of Ori and the Blind Forest, especially the mechanic where you're like jumping and hitting like little rubies to go further. Kind of similar to when you in Ori, you jump off enemies and stuff. It looked fine. Bears and Breakfast is like a cute, another kind of sim game where you're a bear creating his own B&B, trying to get in guests. Looks real fun if you're into that kind of stuff. So a good little direct that we saw recently. 5 or 6 of these games are solid games that you should pick up on your Switch, especially, I mean, if you're a lover of sim games, we're getting a lot of those this year. It's an Animal Crossing year, and there's a lot to love in these little cutesy characters. So thank you, indie people. You're the best for keeping it all light and happy. So that's that, guys. That's the big news from Nintendo World. Huzzah! We did it. That's it, man. That's all I have for the Nintendo show this week. It's a short episode, for sure. Again, me and Trev will be covering this direct. I was expecting bigger things, but it seems like we will be looking at a smaller direct, most likely. If it's small or big, we will be there on Thursday and Friday covering that. We'll be back in the swing of things. You will be getting your regular podcast. Trevor will be back, and it'll be, you know, good, happy times over here in Nintendo. Holy Moses. This isn't soda, but some reason I got a burpy, a little burp. Follow us on Twitch, guys. Follow us here, right here on Facebook. Be sure to be part of the community. Share all the love. Anything you love about Nintendo, share right here, and we will comment and talk about it. And we do love thee greatly. Cheers, mates and missmates, I guess. Bye.